The bustling Davidsa district of Prague is not where you would expect major encounters with prehistory. Just a few meters from the transport hub at Vítězné náměstí, though, archaeologists are sifting through the millennia and finding ever more evidence of the fact that Prague and its environs have always been inhabited. In the case of the dig at Teronská Street, by the enigmatic corded ware culture some 5,000 years ago. My guide to the excavation will be archaeologist Kamila Remišová-Věšinová.
Corded ware culture was an agricultural culture from the late Stone Age. They didn't know metal yet. In some graves we already can find copper jewelry, because that was probably the first metal they got to know, and they didn't use it for making industry or tools, just for jewelry.
They used it as a pretty rock, basically.
Yeah, they used it as a precious metal, actually, as you use gold today. And also we know they had quite a strict differentiation within the burial rules. Usually the men were buried with their head towards west on their right side with vessels and weapons, and the women were buried in opposite direction, that means with their head towards east on their left side. That the result of it was that both were facing south, which probably had some symbolic meaning, but we cannot actually find out what the meaning was. And women were usually buried with some type of necklace, either from animal teeth, mostly it was teeth of domestic animals, like sheep, goats, dogs, but there are some also from some wild animals.
What can you say was happening here? There was a settlement?
Okay, there was so could we walk maybe to the
sure.
other part? We could show you. We have found here a settlement from two periods of prehistory. One, the older one, is the from late Neolithic, late Stone Age, the corded ware culture, dated about 2800 to 2500 BC. So about 4,500 since now.
Around the time the pyramids were being built, I guess.
Yes, and from this time period we have 4 or 5 graves. I say 4 or 5 because maybe one more grave will be there, because we have some bones there, but still don't know. And the rest of the object, that means 190-something, come from Middle Bronze Age, the Middle Danubian tomb culture, which is dated about 1500 to 1300, very approximately, BC. So from this period we have a settlement here. Mainly it's rests of the working areas and storage pits, because usually the settlements prehistoric were divided. In one part there were houses, there is one house, and in the other part was logic, because if you had just the pits around your house, your kids would fall in and everyone would fall in. So it was other part of the settlement where there were storage pits and some light constructions where people were actually working, because the houses were very small, were actually mostly just for sleeping of the family, and all the work is done outside, like cooking, ceramic making.
Of course. Actually. But it's not surprising to find a settlement from this culture here in this place.
Both cultures, the corded ware culture and also the Middle Danubian tomb culture, are already documented from the area of Bubeneč, because it was quite comfortable conditions for living. It was about 100 meters north direction. There was a stream. Another stream was about 200 meters eastern direction.
And so what we see here is the remains of what was once a house?
Yeah, it was a house, and its floor was about 1 meter to 1.5 meter under the surface.
Also to keep cool?
Well, it offered climatic optimum during the whole year, actually, because in the winter the walls were very warm when it was heating there inside, and in the summer it was cool. And sometimes also they had the 1 meter high walls from wood and normal A-type roof.
In the space of about 1 week, this humble archaeological site made news around the globe, though not exactly for the right reasons. It is hard to resist a sensational headline, and archaeologists discover gay caveman would be a great one if it were true. There were, of course, no cavemen at this dig in Davitsa, for one thing, but early Europeans of steadily increasing sophistication, and the idea of one of them being gay is ridiculously anachronistic, to say nothing of unsubstantiated. What they did find there was an atypical burial, unique for corded ware peoples, which I was shown by archaeologist Katarzyna Semradova.
This is our atypical grave. It is one skeleton, and this skeleton was surrounded by five ceramic pots and one flint knife. That was all we found in this grave. It was really untypical because it hasn't any male or female grave goods.
The pottery and the items that you found in the grave were untypical of either male or female burials?
No, it was typical to both of them, for male and for female graves, but we didn't find there any typical male or female grave goods. For example, treasures or some necklaces. That's grave goods which are typical for female graves. And on the other hand, we didn't find there any weapons which are typical for male graves.
And so how strange really is that you would find one man without these weapons and so on?
The strange fact on this grave is that this man has untypical position because he is in position of woman. And the corded ware culture buried in strict ritual rules. And these rules were that men were buried with their knees towards south and their head towards west. So, I think so.
And so what kind of explanation can you give for why this person would have been buried in this atypical way?
Well, if it was a man buried in a position of woman, there could be many reasons, actually, and most of them we are not able to reconstruct from today. But from ethnological data and other archaeological data, we could think about three main interpretations. Either that it was a person of third gender, which means of other different sexual orientation than normal. Other possibilities is that if you realize that in the village about 40 to 50 people live maximum, someone who was different in some way, anyway, maybe mentally retarded or psychical sickness or other sexual orientation or gender identity or, for example, just left-handed or doing things differently.
Left-handed. They would have buried a left-handed person in a... could have buried a left-handed person in a different way.
Just an idea, but we know from later periods of prehistory and history, like early medieval times, that, for example, left-handed people are feared quite by the communities because it was not normal for the community. They were different. They were very often excommunicated.
The person who was buried here doesn't seem to have been feared. I don't think it was fear, but it was usual.
Very strange because the grave goods had in the grave was quite atypical. It was five vessels. It's not a typical number for corded ware culture. It's usually two, three vessels per grave. The grave goods are very neutral. There is no specific female artifact and no specific male artifact. So from the grave goods, we couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman.
And as far as the body is concerned, I assume you were able to tell from the pelvis that it was definitely a man?
Yes. Now the skeletons are in the National Museum, and they will go under several analyses, and after them we will be totally sure.
what all can they determine from the skeleton?
They can tell age, some main sicknesses that leave traces on the skeleton, usually the reason of death. So they can say quite a lot about the person, but it takes time. it will take several weeks, I guess, till we have the results, and then we will inform you.
But whatever result you get is going to tell you something about the corded ware culture that you didn't know before, probably, I assume.
Oh, well, I don't think it will tell us anything about the corded ware culture, like archaeological culture. More about the member of the culture. Because from one skeleton you cannot do any analysis. Actually, you would need to have for at least 20 skeletons to do some synthesis, and the percentages of this type of sickness, or maybe this type of injuries, or average age. You would need to have many more graves. From one grave, we will find out something about the one specific person, but not about the community.
Is this the first time that that a burial has ever been found from the corded ware culture that was different than their ritual has?
I am not sure about the corded ware culture because many of such finds were not published. But I know that our similar graves are from older periods, earlier periods of prehistory, for example, from Paleolithic and Mesolithic, and also from Neolithic. I know several cases, but not from Czech Republic, but from Central and Southeastern Europe.
So this isn't unique in that the same thing hasn't ever been seen?
No. It's not an often find. You don't find such graves very often, but there are some since the Paleolithic, actually. And also from earlier, younger periods, from medieval, from the Slavs, we know similar graves, like I think it was women graves with horses, like warriors, warrior graves with women.
So finding the woman with her horse doesn't necessarily mean she was zoosexual or...
No.
And in the same case here, it doesn't mean that this person was a homosexual.
Yes, of course. You have to take it in the context of the culture, and within the Avar Slav period, it was usual to find male warrior graves with the horses, but not women warrior graves. But, you know, someone will sometimes find a graveyard where there will be buried women with horses and men with horses. That's the point, that in archaeology you never know anything for sure, because you never know what's left under the ground.
Archaeologist Kamila Remišová-Věšinová was speaking there to Christian Falvey in our latest edition of Czech History.